Hoax. It's your old buddy Rob broadcasting from my home studio with some good news. You see, it's Friday. Well, that's good news, but that's not what I was talking about. It's Friday, and we have already done our bonus show, and we want to give you the bonus show this week absolutely free because we're good guys, and we play well with others, and I hope Santa Claus is listening. Nice, not naughty, okay? Now, here's what we got here. Today's bonus show, we have bleeped out the swear words, but it is a great representation of what that fifth hour is each and every week. Give it a listen, and if you like it, and I know you will, please subscribe. It makes a great gift, even if it's just for yourself. You can subscribe on our website. You can subscribe at Apple Music. You can even subscribe on Spotify. So check it out on any of those locations and grab yourself a bonus show. You're going to like it. In any case, today, it's on us. So check out today's bonus show. It is number 629, and enjoy. Happy holidays from everyone here at the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Oh, my God. 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 There are good mornings and bad mornings. I will tell you today, unbeknownst to me, popped out of the shower, had no idea that there was a crisis, and crisis ensued. Here's the thing. Parenting, you gotta stay on the game. You got to stay on their case because they're going to slack. They're going to slide. They're not going to be on the prize. Mrs. O'Mara is a taskmaster, and I come out of the shower, what my mother used to say, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, at about 10 of 7 in the morning, getting ready to do my duty, to take my son down to school, and there are tears, and there's stress, and apparently the assignment, mathematics, assigned on Wednesday, was not completed on Friday.
This is not like him.
Well, I don't know whether it is or it isn't.
But I mean, he usually doesn't honest. He excel in mathematics? Isn't that one of
his
strong suits?
Well, I might not know about that either at this point.
I got that impression. Yeah.
Let me get. By the way, welcome Oscar from his. This is the smallest house in Washington, yes. D.C.
It's a spite
where
house.
Oscar is doing his show. And we'll explain that later because Oscar's had himself a 24-hour period. And we're going to get
my house is as lean and thin. Like, I like my women.
God, you sound so good, though. Really do sound good. You didn't sound good in the soundtrack. Anyway, moving right along. Now he sounds fantastic. I have to say that the issue was an assignment given on Wednesday, not completed. Not completed because it's his fault. He knows it's his fault. He knows it's his responsibility. But then I'm getting from the drama queen. No, she's not a drama queen. God bless her. Love her to death.
And you also have said that she's not a taskmaster when it comes to health. Like, she melts when he doesn't feel well. But of all other times, she's a taskmaster.
Yeah. And so it's something that has to be completed. And I said, well, we have roughly 25 minutes to a half hour to make the slog down to his school. We can tackle it there. And she looks at me and said, well, maybe you can help him with it. And that's mathematics and long division specifically, which terrified me in my day, but pretty straightforward, pretty easy. And I tackled it. And by the time we dropped him off at school, all was right with the rubber. We had tears, tremendous amount of remorse, which is unusual for him.
Now, are you okay with long division? It's been a long time since you've done it properly.
You're more math-oriented than I am. Here's my memory of long division. Taking something which in your head is pretty straightforward and simple and putting a formula to it to make it more complicated. That's what I remembered about long division.
That's about right.
The formula and showing your work is the pain in the ass. Where you drop the number here, you subtract the number from here, and you do that when in fact you can look at that and say, well, that goes in here without having to do all
that.
Are
you better with like addition and subtraction?
I'm not good with anything.
Well, I mean like something simple. Like what if I gave you like 25 minus 8. Would you be able to do that?
Nope.
Well, I can tell you what it is, Mike. It's 17.
Okay, all right. That's great. That's good. Oh, 17. There he goes.
17 days for Christmas shopping. 17 days to fill the stock. 17 days for Christmas shopping. Only got 17 more.
17, Mike.
Only got 17.
Hi.
Hey, can you have Santa's?
Did you hear what the man said?
All right.
Only 17 shopping days left till Christmas.
I thought that was a pretty clever way
can't
to get there
Santa's
today.
Can you have Santa's surgery done tonight or something?
Mike, come back. Come back. We need you.
We're back.
We need you as we count down the days to Christmas.
We're back, 17. Baby. We're back.
All right, 100%. We're back. Oscar has been, we mentioned it very, very briefly on yesterday's show, but is dealing with, I actually didn't get into the weeds with
him. No, you shouldn't, because it's not your drama, it's my drama.
But your drama is, I didn't ask this because I didn't want to upset you about the dog. Is this, and then Rob responds in a sort of dramatic way to your text when Rob, you say that your dog is going to require surgery and the dog had a problem and it was, you were in an emergency situation yesterday and you have scheduled surgery for Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't respond to that because Rob wrote, fingers crossed. Yeah. Which is one of the worst things you can, that immediately denotes images of potential disaster.
No, like what, it in, what it
no, what it is
no,
an inappropriate
no, that's not
comment.
The worst thing. The worst thing would be to write like, well, he's had a
fingers
good run.
I'm going in for my hip surgery. Fingers crossed.
Well, no, you just want the
really
best
really hoping
outcome.
You don't die.
No, it's Mike. You see,
what
this
is
you interpreting is that.
No, what? No, it's not. It's
it
not.
Is.
It's like when you said nail biter when you didn't
can
know what
that
meant.
Can we let that, Mike? Can we bury that?
Let's bury. That's like 10 years old.
But no, when you say fingers crossed, it's that you want the best result. If I had said something
wrong,
like, no, wrong, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Fingers crossed is not when you want the best result.
It is.
When you want the best result, you say good luck.
Oscar, how did you interpret fingers crossed?
That you had lit a candle of the Virgin Mary on your counter at home?
You know I don't have that. All I have is an Elvis candle, and I didn't light it.
We'll get back to this. I want to know, what is the situation that
please.
Requires...
And you know I love that dog, Oscar. Come on.
Santos has a...
I don't know the dog. I don't know the dog that well.
Thanks, Mike. That really added value.
Yeah.
I'm just
that's
telling
worse,
the truth.
Mike, that's worse
you
than fingers
said,
crossed.
I think I've met the dog
I
twice.
I couldn't give a... about that dog. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's absolutely not true.
You see? But that's worse than fingers
what,
crossed.
Mike, I don't know that dog. Said was so,
that was show, Mike, because I'm like...
Because you're put out by him.
All right. If you want the truth, you want the truth between the whole...
It's an effing dog.
I didn't get in...
It's an effing dog. It's an effing dog.
And I didn't get on the thread because I wanted to show the rest of the team that we're not like, oh my God, help me, Ron. It's a pet. I get it. But, and then I reached out to you personally.
You did, in a thoughtful way.
All right, I'll give you all the minutiae.
All right.
I didn't want the team to see me going, I'd rather do that to you personally,
weak.
Which I did. Thank you.
I'm weak all of a sudden for crossing my fingers.
Nah, it's just the way you communicate sometimes. It's like fingers.
Fingers crossed.
All right, I want to give the full text in context. It says, fingers crossed.
Emoji, 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 emoji.
He's a good dog and you're a great owner. Heart, thumbs up. Because he's a great dog. And Mike, fingers crossed is just hoping for the best possible outcome for all people involved.
I'm dealing with a major dog situation down here.
So am I.
What do you mean, so are you?
I mean, I've got this other dog that's living in my house and
that's
still
can't
get...
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about my dog.
And I'm talking about Linus, who has
You're
cancer.
You're a dog watcher. That's your side hustle.
And Linus has cancer.
Oh,
right
now?
So,
okay. Here we go.
Oh,
here
now
go.
It comes
Finally.
Out.
Finally.
Now it comes
Finally.
Out. There we
America's
go.
America's best
And he hasn't
kept
told
secret.
Us until right now.
Oh,
until
I knew,
right
I
now.
Because I heard it from the grapevine.
I told Oscar.
You've been gossiping around. I got it.
Boo-hoo-hoo. And Mike... You know what I say to Linus every day?
Oh,
I say,
God.
Fingers crossed. Come on, buddy. Let's
Come
make
on.
It a good day.
Let's take you and your tumors out for a walk.
I want to go home. Oh, I am home.
You are home.
All right. Give us the update. And then
if
we'll
I gotta
on,
come I out of another dog up-tempo song, today.
I'll give the dog. I look. We'll do a 3-4 on the dogs. We start with Oscar because Oscar's got an immediate issue to
great,
deal with.
Great.
Go
ahead. You know, I got a little boy named Snuggles, and he. If you don't get that tape ready, Rob, I'm going to be.
See when you. Come
I'm doing it right now.
Goddamn numbers, man! It's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying.
You know what we've never really discussed? He says somebody dying. And it's a dog.
All right. Fingers crossed. Take us through the whole problem. And then I want to hear at the end of this, the reason I'm bringing it up is I want to hear what the, if there is any issue or danger, I've been pushed to
4B, section 4B on the paper because 1A is clearly Linus has cancer and I don't want to disrespect that. And we'll get to that in just a bit. Santos, about 2 months ago, started limping just randomly. I mentioned on the air that I want my money back because this dog is expensive and we weren't told that this was going to happen at such a young age. He just turned six, right? So, and pretty athletic dog and treated very well and taken care of. But
it's an adolescent for a dog.
Yeah.
It's a juvenile.
Turns out I was wrong. I'm a rube. America probably knows that at this point when it comes to raising children or pets. This type of tear is common, and it does happen, and it's just like a sports injury of sorts, and it can be it can get worse progressively if you don't catch it. So we didn't really catch it because we didn't know because he just looked fine until he started limping.
Did you write any letters to anybody seeking advice?
No, people. Yeah, you know what?
Now we're up to our long distance dedication, and this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again.
Now he gets pissed.
I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay?
Record.
Please.
It's a slow burn. It's right here right now.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone?
Okay.
I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
There he is.
Artist. Artist.
Well, he's just trying to do, trying to do his thing. So,
didn't you ask him about that when
you met him? Let him get to his story, for the love of Christ. Our Savior.
Preach.
You can play it after I'm done. I love you.
All right.
I know how your mind works. I just got to get through these clips, and then I can get back into the show.
I want to know what happened.
No, it's not a clip, but go ahead, Oscar. My apologies. My apologies.
Okay.
We're all under a lot of
stress. No, we are not. You are fine, sir, let me tell you. I dismiss it. I'm like, because Shannon, every time and frankly, my only playbook for my wife in the past, I've known her for 10 years. We've been married for six, I think, maybe seven, six, five. I don't know. So was that when she gets hurt, she goes to surgery because she got that wrist surgery out of the blue. And I'm like, oh, whoa. Let's get a second opinion because she went to the vet and the vet was like, we need two surgeries. The new vet said, we need one surgery. And I said, we go with a conservative vet that doesn't just want to chop everybody up and throw fees our way. So they said they could take them in January. And we're traveling to Los Angeles. No big deal. We'll make sure that we mitigate any dog park walks or any playing so we can get to January.
He's going to LA with you? The dog is making
the
trip?
He was. So we're still figuring that out now.
All right.
So the January 8th surgery date is set. Done deal. Bingo. Fine. He will have his torn, he's a torn ACL repaired.
This is
yes,
new.
Yes, yes. So this was as of a couple of weeks ago. This is a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I just, you know, it wasn't a big deal. I was like, okay, he's going to have surgery in January. Good. All right.
Okay.
And I said, all right, well, we have to just minimize his walking around. We have to like do whatever we need to do. We have the second opinion. I feel better about the surgery. It's not going to be two ACLs. It's one ACL and we're good. And then yesterday, as I was coming out of the shower, I see Santos and like he has this routine like everybody else does, every other pet, I'm sure, in the morning. He eats breakfast and then he wants to kind of fight in the hallway upstairs.
Yeah.
So and I'm like, hey, man, can't play fight with you. Like you got a bad wheel. We're good. And then he followed me into the bedroom and was trying to continue to play fight with me. And then, you know, I was kind of stressed because I didn't want to be late for work. So I just wheeled back my.
What?
I love when you work jokes into your stories.
He's an a-hole. He is such an a-hole.
You up? I'm sure Max laughing too.
It did.
If he's listening.
How dare you?
So,
all right, moving on.
I do care. I know you guys think I don't, but I know. Do.
It's okay. The holiday season.
I'm sorry. You know, for you regular listeners, I hope you're enjoying this as much as we are. I really, really do. So you're looking at the dog in the hallway.
And he starts running towards the bed, like he's going to jump up on the bed, and he's not allowed to jump on or jump off the bed anymore. I didn't give him his attention, so he's like, "You can't see me." So he wants to get on the bed. He jumps up on the bed, and I see what his little ankle, like almost or like his knee, basically just like twist like a football injury.
Oh,
because it was already weak, right? So. Right. At that point, I was like, you give it a beat because they tell you to let children just, you know, deal with it. So he's my only thing, you know, closest to a child. And then he just starts crying bloody murder. And I'm like, oh no.
Okay. All right.
And that, yeah. So then it was, he couldn't even, we just wouldn't stop crying. I picked him up. He wouldn't stop crying. And I'm like, oh, we got to, Shannon, I was like, text Rob. We got to go to the vet now. So.
Oh, that's ooh, yeah. Okay, that changes the whole equation. Yeah, that's no fun at all because when you know it's actually worse because for a dog to do that, it's got to be excruciating. Dogs can handle deal with a lot of BS, stuff, you know.
Yeah,
a lot of BS. That's and that just makes me cringe. It's got to be immediate stress.
Yes, I realized right away that two things were my wife is great under pressure. It's funny, I can handle the weight of the world with anything transactional and computer-based and, like, financial, any of that. Like, I can manage with complete ease and an objective approach. You throw, like a busted-up pop in front of me, and I literally had to take a beat and talk to myself and say, do not freeze. Help your wife. Figure this out now. And I never.
Yeah, it's a pretty intense.
Yeah, I never thought that I would feel that way. I think I might have texted. I don't even remember who I texted. I was like, I'm not ready for kids. Like, if I can't handle a
you told
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I can't that. Handle Santos like twisting his leg or busting up his knee, then what am I gonna do? You know.
But you did handle it. You are ready.
I think it's normal.
Okay.
I think it's normal. Look, I know. It's a different world. When a dog screams and I've heard dog, you know, most of us only experience it when you step on a dog's paw or something like that, you know, so.
Or you steal food.
I don't think, or, you know, which I do regularly.
Yeah, or run out of peanut butter.
And it's delicious.
Sad,
Rob
right?
Rob said, when we run out of peanut butter.
And I'm just sitting there.
I know. You know, he's going, looking at me, head tilted.
What about your boy?
So I know. So, So, basically, an emergency visit to the surgeon, who couldn't have been nicer. And that's what's great. Like, when you go into a place and they're not making you feel like you're crazy, they clearly know what's going on. So much so that, you know, what we do when we get into some sort of crisis, we make jokes. And the doctor's like, well, you know, we're going to take him in the back. We're going to do the radiograph, figure out what's going on. And I said, okay, look, be straight with us. He has a big exam tomorrow. So if he's just faking this, and then she
you're talking about me and my kid?
No, I'm talking about my dog.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, well, today was the day that Santos was going to interview to go to Yale. And
I totally don't understand what's going on with these inside Santos jokes.
No, but I'm at the vet, and I'm telling her that he's got an exam today, so let me know if he's just faking this. And I'm joking with the doctor, the surgeon.
Joking around.
All right. I get it. A dry sense of humor.
And then
joke.
She looks at me.
Sort of gallows humor, really.
And she then starts busting out laughing, and the entire room calms down because that's what we do, right?
Okay. That's good.
What we do.
It worked. Good.
It worked. And Shannon was so happy. She's like, I can't believe you just made a joke like that. I said, that's all I can do at this moment. That's all I can do.
The dog whining, by the way, the whole time? Is the dog still whining?
So they take him back. They come back in short order, and they tell us, okay, his ACL is still ripped, but he's now torn. It looks like his MCL. So ACL, MCL, right? I'm sorry. My wife knows better. Meniscus and ACL. Meniscus and ACL.
Okay.
So,
all right.
And they can get him into surgery as soon as possible, and that is Monday morning, and then he will be fine. So the prognosis is great. And then Shannon says, can you take...
All right, so that was my first question. Since you got to that point, I was going to say, with fingers crossed being said, I said, is this... I immediately see that, and I go, why? Is this anything other than a routine orthopedic type of thing for the dog? Is the dog in danger? And when I saw fingers crossed... I immediately thought perhaps there was an element of, you know, the dog will stay asleep for life for the rest of,
surgery,
you know,
is always a scary proposition. Period.
Yeah.
Human, dog, cat, anything.
We're doing everything we can, but Mike is right. It is
two hips. I have bionic hips. I have my leg was sawed off and they shoved a metal spike into my femur.
Right? I crossed my fingers for that.
He came out. He's like, my wish didn't come through. He made it.
No.
He made it. He survived. How dare you? He survived.
So, we
mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to be a nice service.
We say to the vet, thank you. And I come from a medical family, so I'm not going to like push anything. I'm going to advocate for my dog, but I'm also not going to push anything. I said, is there anything earlier? And she said, well, tomorrow, it's like we've got all these surgeries already planned. And Shannon looks like a mama bear. And I know for people that have kids, you're probably like, oh, it's just a dog. Get over it. This is all we have right now.
When you don't have kids and you have a pet that's a big part of your family, it's like having a kid.
So she says, what about right now? Can you take him into surgery right now? And she says, well... Unfortunately, I have I need to amputate one of our patients' dog's legs. But if I didn't have that, I'd take your dog.
That shuts you up, doesn't it? Amputation taking priority right over here.
I would say in that case, I would say which leg? Because I know the front leg is an easier.
I said, can we put them both on the table and you can just go one to the other? We get some sort of bulk discount.
This is a real thriving practice here. A lot going on at this.
Yeah, a lot going on. Wow.
And you're insured, by the way, right?
Yes.
That's great.
What's the pain, Shane?
Deductible.
What's the deductible and what's the surgery going to cost? The surgery is between $5,000 and $6,000. And deductible?
And what will you pay?
Less than $1,000. Yeah. $200. Oh.
So, I mean.
They cover up to 90%.
I mean, really, when you bought that, pretty good move.
Yeah.
In this particular circumstance, you know,
That's you know, I would have laughed you out of the ballpark if I heard you bought insurance for a fucking dog.
Well, Mike, when you buy insurance, you have to cross your fingers.
What's that?
When you buy insurance, you have to cross your fingers that you never
any insurance.
Yes, yeah,
exactly. But you know what?
Itself.
We're next year Medicare on the horizon. We're tweaking mine, and guess what?
What?
The absolutely zero deductible for all my future amputations.
That's great. That's really
They actually donate your foot to a food bank because they need sugar.
They need sugar. My maple sugar foot. My maple sugar foot.
This week on Is It Cake, Mike's foot.
But maybe the it's good. It's just so sweet.
It's virtually odorless, gross. But
this
it's
is
sweet.
So fucking all over the place. I swear
it's,
to God.
Yeah, it's really. New England
so
syrup.
So how? So all I know is this. I know from the dog's knee or yes. whatever the hindquarter
yeah,
or that the dog's. So it's you know got the certain kind of parts yeah. that are similar. Meniscus not as nearly as rough as the yes. ligament. So the ligament's the big deal, and then the meniscus
probably
is
like
can be sutured or trimmed.
Process, nothing crazy.
But at the same time, doggy recovery time. When the dog gets out, will the dog feel relief relatively soon, well, or is it a bit of a slog like it is for people when they get these?
We're on the same page. I prior to getting to the surgeons, I purchased one of those chuck wagon carts so Santos mm-hmm. could walk around with his wheels on the back.
Yeah. So is it it's his rear leg that's giving him trouble?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. So he could. I know what you mean that the dog's in carts, but that's normally after a double.
Didn't know that.
But it still can work. You can just put him back there and wheel him to work.
Well, sure. Ride
what's
him to
the
work.
Well? What's the
I showed
prognosis?
It to the vet, and she started laughing. I said, this will be here on Sunday. And she said, where? She goes, I said, to my house on Sunday. I expedited delivery, and she said, the cart for the dogs that have amputated limbs.
You are such a mook. You
this
really
is Mike,
are.
This is my dog. His name is Mr. Potter.
Right. This is where you fall into the drama queen category.
I do. It's a problem.
You know, get the cart that I can. You know. So what did the dog? Did the surgeon say?
The surgeon
the
said
the dog's going to recover.
The doctor
fine.
Said, cancel that order immediately.
Okay.
She said,
dog will be
she said yeah, he'll be
yeah.
better than he is today, and he needs to walk, so he needs to regain his strength, and then he will go. It will give you a list of options better. For therapy. And I said, what about that hydrotherapy in Fairfax? She goes, I've heard it works. We'll figure it out. Decide what you want to do. As soon as he's done with the surgery, he'll
owner.
Be better.
Yeah.
What an amazing pet
yeah.
owner.
Yeah.
Rob, I agree with
daddy.
That in your text yesterday. He cares about his hound, and that's a good thing. That is, I get it. Look, I get it. I finally,
so
after many, many moons, I've had multiple dogs in my world. The Boston Terrier, I get the whole thing, and I get the thing with the other dog too, the Chihuahua. I get it. So that's good news.
Yes.
It sounds like everything's going to be a-okay. It sounds like you got a good doctor.
We do. The second opinion. The first opinion was a chop shop. Second opinion.
Yeah.
Felt much better about it.
Were both doctors city doctors? Were they both in Washington, D.C.?
This is the rub, and this is going to piss you off, Rob Spiewak. And Mike, you'll feel it as well. The D.C. doctor, like in the depths of D.C., Tenley Town, chop shop. Bop, 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 bop. Very just clinical, get in, get out.
Yeah.
The vet in Vienna, the surgeon in Vienna, was a sweetheart and thoughtful and capable. Gave us her card at the end of our, and she said, if anything comes up this weekend, this is my personal cell phone. Here you go. Like, you just never get that. You never get that.
Yeah. Did
so
you notice that Vienna was
Vienna
very,
to get this?
Yeah, Vienna. Did you notice it was awfully brown?
Okay.
There was a Lido's pizza across the street. Let me tell you.
They don't cut corners. Yeah. All right. all right.
Advertising works.
It does.
Can you hold on a second?
So you beat
Shannon. Can I get another Celsius? It's right there. I just don't want to get up in the middle of the broadcast. I love you, Peach. Thank you. Go ahead.
So that, well, that's good news. Then that's all I really cared about was the prognosis for the dog, and that's a very, very good thing. And then moving on to I didn't know your dog was sick too.
Hold on, who would have thought that the one time I get all the attention, Rob comes in with a story that completely trumps mine.
No, I wasn't even going to bring it up, but we all have had dog trouble, and I just want to let you
weren't going to bring it up, but you did.
I did. Yeah.
You're the type of friend that would propose to his girlfriend at my wedding.
Yep.
No, because you wouldn't invite me to your wedding.
What's the prognosis? What's the prognosis for Linus?
It is very vague right now. But
how long has it been going on?
About 4 months, 5 months, I think. It started with a growth on his lip.
Adding to your great year.
Oh, tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Jesus.
And there was like a growth on his lip where, you know, it would sort of scab up and fall off and scab up and fall off. And that's what I was worried
about. Is the dog promiscuous?
No, not at all.
It's a growth on the lip. You know, we used to have guys at the old WAVA, you know, in the go-go 80s that had that every week.
That's my dog, Tony.
Not enough Carmax in the drugstore to cover
that.
Just
get him some Abreva.
So we took him to the doctor. It was also, he had like a weird smell to his breath. And so he was acting okay.
So you've had that for years.
I know. That's learned behavior. And so also he was very sensitive about his lip. You know, normally you can take a dog and,
all right, so
ears.
He's got the cancer on his lip.
No, that's the weird thing. We went him in and they said that's just an infection, and they gave him antibiotics for that. But when they were examining it, they felt a growth in his neck. Oh. And there is a growth, a cancerous growth on his, looks like to be his pituitary or some gland down
there.
How
old is Linus?
Linus will be, he just turned 11.
Okay. All
right. And so the weird thing is he is acting as youthful and energetic as he has in years, and I think it's because that other dog is here. And they said to us, they said, well, this is, we can't really diagnose it by touch. We could do a MRA procedure. That would be $4,000.
Nope.
And then we can move on to the surgery, and the surgery would likely remove most of his jaw, but we could take care of it. And I said to Carrie, and I've spent thousands of dollars on pets in the past, I said, I'm not going to drop what's going to end up being close to $8,000 on ruining a dog's life. What we're going to do is make it comfortable, you know, forever.
I'm sorry.
But he's doing great. He's doing really well.
We're going to have multiple dogs going to the happy hunting ground.
Two questions. And we'll get to you, Mike, in 2 seconds. Yeah. I'm so sorry. And I know this is your show.
Yeah.
But, Mike.
You don't really have to.
Does the new dog that's staying with you, does it also have a bump on its lip? Because then you'd know it's definitely Linus.
No. He's patient zero? No. Sebastian's too stupid to get any disease. I don't think that sucks. Yeah, it does.
But they're little creatures. They get problems, you know.
And it's been tough on the kids, too, because, you know, he was there for their perfect growing up era. And Robert is really hit hard by this. But he has been great, and so we just do the best we can, and he's getting a little more table food and a little more love and a little more squeezing and just making
it. Is the MRI worth just triple checking that they're correct?
No, because if
why the f*** is an MRI the same cost as it would be for a human?
I have no idea.
I guess it's because it's the same technology,
it's the same
procedure, cost.
But the thing that entered my mind, Oscar, is that if they confirm it, we've spent $3,000 and we're not going to break his jaw and get it removed. If they don't confirm it, then he's going to continue living.
Would
and
they really have to remove some of the jaw?
They said they would have to remove his
second
jaw
opinion
to get in there, yeah.
Maybe worth it.
Wait, remove his jaw but, and then it's gone?
Yeah. I mean, it would not so probably be the like whole jaw, but part of it, yeah. And he's got such a good face. I don't want to ruin
his jaw. Oh, yeah. How's he going to lick peanut butter off your bowls?
Well, you see, that's what's called a callback.
Second peanut butter balls reference on the show, ladies and gentlemen.
You're the kind of guy that would bring a jar of peanut butter to my wedding.
You know. Since it's on the show, since we're talking about it, I also didn't want to talk about it because it's a but since we're all on the subject right now, I've made comments before about Frankie, who's almost I think either 14 or 15, very old in dog years, and lost his eyesight.
I think he's 14 because he came 14. About the same time as the start of the podcast, right?
Yeah, 14. Yeah. And very, very deaf and very blind, like very blind. Like now he's at the point now where if he points in the wrong direction, he'll just go and has no idea where he is. He also has a tendency, he's been taking tumbles off furniture because he doesn't have any spatial awareness. And Carla, not me, it's weird, we're kind of switching places. Right. Carla is saying that Karma's a bitch.
But not Carla.
Carla's saying that the quality of life is not there. And
that's the toughest decision.
In the morning, they both sleep with us. In the morning, I pick up Frank and I'm taking him outside because you literally have to carry him outside and place him on the lawn to do his business, to pee, and then guide him back to the door. And God love him, when he gets in the door, he kind of has a sense of where to go. Used to come right to where the treats were. He doesn't do that anymore now. He's fallen maybe four or five times. Twice when I wasn't here, that apparently were the real bad ones, where he's up on the back of the sofa and he just goes over. Yeah. And Carla said one time she thought he was really badly hurt. And so it's a quiet, and she got scared out of her mind. And so we're at that point with Frankie. And I'm the one that's always bitched about Frankie the whole time. I yell about Frankie when he's barking and the whole night. And he still enjoys a treat, but he doesn't respond in any real appreciable way to affection. I'm holding him close and kind of whispering in his ear. And he used to do a thing, and I never talked about this because it's not f***ing funny, in my opinion.
Right.
It's just cute. And it was cute in such a way that I didn't feel it valid. But I would go, "Who's my good boy? Who's my?" And he would take his, he would nuzzle. He would go down like that. He stopped doing that about 2 months ago. So we are at that moment. And I'm probably not going to talk about it on the regular show because I just don't. Right. But that, since the subject came up, look, they're part of the family, guys. They're all part of the family. We all deal with it. It's the way it is. I get it. I understand, except with cats. I understand how people... No, I understand cats are very, very important to people as well. Yeah. But it sucks. And then one last thing. We took Winslow to the vet because Winslow has a growth on his ear.
No!
And I thought it was a tick. And we took him in, and the vet says, it's probably nothing. Wait and see if it goes away. If it doesn't go away, you can bring him back. It's like, f*** you.
That sounds
Can't
like a great doctor.
Can't you just deal with the bullshit right now so we don't have to revisit it and all that? And, of course, shocker of shockers, it hasn't gone away.
Yeah,
that's my story. I wanted to abbreviate it because that's where we are. But I relate to these wonderful pets that become parts of our lives. Yeah. You know, even I'm the caretaker of the snake.
Yeah.
And I'm attached to this. I'm attached to a fucking snake.
I know.
It's weird.
That's the second snake.
It's weird. So that's it.
Waka, 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 waka.
Waka, waka, which.
You really came you to play today, Oscar.
Much in a much better situation now.
Yeah.
With a few lbs.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
It's true what they
Carla,
say.
Look out.
You got what you wish for.
Here you go.
Yeah.
No, she didn't. No. Yeah. If she got what she wished for, it would be like, "Excuse me. Yeah, I'll be right over, Mr. Momoa." But anyway, that's
the reason that Carla just bought a blow dart.
He looks like he's
honey, are you ready for bed? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Artery. Wow. That's.
Jeez. Now, with all the dogs and all this, Oscar wasn't here yesterday with his pet emergency, and we celebrated the 14th year of doing this show.
Congratulations,
and
boys.
We barely made it, and we've survived it, and we made it over the finish line. And, you know, we had the paddles. To get us over the finish line.
Yeah.
And Rob, I know you wanted to talk about that.
Because
I just think,
people,
you know, it was
like,
well, I didn't think I'd make the 12th anniversary. But yesterday, we brought it up at the very end of the show, and I didn't feel like we should go into it because you weren't here, Oscar.
Made it all about
definitely,
me.
Yeah, no. We mentioned it, and I just wanted to say.
We've talked about it in many, many different
This year's more special, though. I'm not going to lie.
In what way?
Well, you know, in fairness, Rob, you're, and I should mention this, that may Ralph Zarrilla rest in peace. Ralph was for any radiophile out there on the Howard Stern Show, was, you know, just a staple of the Howard Stern Show. And at age 50,
he was Howard's makeup and stylist.
But he started off as a
regular
listener.
Character.
He started off a listener. And I only I don't share this talk about other shows on the show. I share this because I immediately thought about you, Spiewak, when I heard Stern's you know, share his words about his friend, where he said, "This guy is 11 years younger than me." And I used to joke around with Ralph. He said, this is, I'm paraphrasing Howard Stern did, that, you know, we were friends, and he would be still on this like mortal coil far long after Stern passed, because after I passed. And to think about this guy passing at age 58 and Stern is 11 years his senior, he goes, it just wasn't fair. And it also led to this, and I hate to make this about us, but I will, that I guess Stern for some time, and he said, he came on, he goes, I am grieving, but I am also pissed. He said, because for forever, I would ask Ralph, his friend, and you know, cast member of the Howard Stern Show in the long run, he would beg him to be more thoughtful about his health and health, and not just health insurance, but just to take care of himself. And ultimately, what ended up happening is Ralph was diagnosed with a you know, something that was manageable and was addressable if caught early enough. And it was, it sounds like it was caught early enough. But when he went in for surgery, his heart gave out. So
he had a ticker. He had ticker.
Clearly,
issues.
But issues, more importantly, like the grief that Stern was talking about, was, it reminded me a little of what I was preparing myself with you, where I was like, we are so effing lucky that Rob made it through what he just went through almost a couple of years ago now. And to have you and to have this show, you know, it means the world.
Mm-hmm. It also is interesting that it manifests itself in anger that, you know, and Rob, it's no secret. Rob knows this. Rob knows we were pissed, you know, because it's, you're scared. You know, it's just, it's not even on my radar in that situation that it came out of nowhere. And, you know, and just, you know, thank God you got the, you got the scare of your life, and hopefully have you know, changed things to make it better, and will going forward do that. It's just
it's funny you bring it up, because I've been seeing a therapist. I think everyone should. But anger is part of it. I was mad at me. I was mad at the situation, and it's just, you know, I was ducking the responsibility that almost everything I did, I brought on myself, and I should be pissed at myself.
Do you know the season, the movie Boiler Room? Where Giovanni Ribisi plays a character called Seth, who's conflicted with his father, who's a very successful judge, and he talks about breaking his leg on a bicycle, and his father comes over and hits him, or something like that, right? And it's just, I've never understood that about me, that when someone gets hurt or someone's not feeling well, I react. There's an anger element to it that I get because I get so overwhelmed with it. I hate that I do that. I hate. Yeah. I really, it's frustrating. You know, I don't go right away into the nurturing. You know, you go into that, you know, God damn it. You know why? It's a form of narcissism. Yeah. I think it's just a tiny bit, but it's a form where you're like, "Why did you do this to me?"
It's,
you know,
it's also it's protecting yourself from being, I think, overly emotionally invested. And I'll be honest, totally honest with all of you guys, is that this year, this calendar year of 2023, absolutely fucked me up and changed me. I'm a different person than I was 1 year ago today. A lot of things have gone down. It started with the hospitalization and the liver issues and the alcoholism. That was the start. But I've got family deaths, friend deaths. Yeah. I've got, you know, just so much going on.
Horrible year.
It's changed me, and I can't dodge it anymore. I dodged it for a lot of years. I was told when Robert had cancer, we've discussed this, I was told not to bring that up on the air. And
not
that
by
was
us.
A 3-year journey.
Okay.
No. This is precedes the podcast.
I want to get real clear. I mean, as soon as things changed, Rob was able to bring it up.
Yeah, it was one of the first things we did as soon as he was cancer-free.
No fucking excuse. And really, on my short list for, you know, reasons why I am still angry.
But that was over 3 years of weekly checkups and treatment and hospitalizations for my little boy that I had to, you know, put in the back seat for 4 hours a day and not think about. And that still lingers. Robert is home now for the holidays, and I'm at a new level with him of appreciation and love and reaching out because I don't have to distance myself. He knows all the shit I've gone through. He's gone through a lot of it too. And I feel better now than I have for much of the year. And you guys have been really indulgent. Letting me broadcast from home is a huge, huge part of it. And just having my boy home and being in touch with my kids. And I look back over the 14 years. God, we were so different when we started. All of us were. But I have you okay back there? There's pillows.
I'm sorry. They're putting the dog down. I'm not making it about myself. I'm listening to you. My apologies.
Okay. They're putting the dog on the couch. Sorry, don't say they're putting the dog down.
Yes, that'll be a fingers crossed. But the amount of change I've gone through in the last year has for me been rather extraordinary. And it's just a drop in the 14-year bucket. And you guys have been so good and supportive and a healthy outlet for me. And I hope it gets better and better. But this has been really great for me. So thank you guys. I said it to Oscar. I'd rather sit next to no other two guys to do this. We've got such a magic little trio here.
The ebb and flow of the business side of this show has been part of our journey. And it is, you know, it comes and it goes. There are tough times and there are good times. And through all of it, though, what you're looking at right now doesn't change a whole hell of a lot other than different content every day. And it is not anything that is a secret. I think I've made it pretty well known that this incarnation of the show is very, very special for me because it is something that has evolved and I've enjoyed it very, very much. And I really think that the intimacy with the listeners that we've had with this incarnation is more significant than radio. And I didn't think that was possible. I didn't think anything could improve on the intimacy. Well, lo and behold, the podcast format, the internet format was something we had.
It feels familial. I mean, they don't feel like listeners as much as they feel like family.
But dysfunctional family.
Yeah, let's make that naturally real clear. Well, we're broken.
In many, many cases. But you go back 14 years, and really you don't realize it's been such a short period of time when that this has been a thing. When Oscar said, we got to do a pod, you said to me, you should do a podcast. And I think, Oscar, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you said that to me even before you were going to be part of it.
I
think
you
had suggested it.
I called you a week after we were blown out, and you were like, my guy says I got to, you know, you had to do your non-compete. You had to essentially settle that
out.
And then I kept calling you.
I handled that pretty well, actually. I was actually okay with that because, I'd been going for so long. It was something that I took a little breath.
No, but you were open to the conversation. You weren't like, you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
What's up? You know what? I'll ask you later. And then you hung up the phone.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And I did. And I did ask him later and I did pursue it. And while I was still pursuing, radio and realizing that, you know, radio was, in a free fall, still is to a certain extent. And it was just, pieces of the pie in radio were getting smaller and smaller for all but a very, very exclusive bunch of people. By the way, the same thing kind of exists in the podcast world, too. It really does. But it was just the format and watching it grow, the technology and improving and moving forward, and forever grateful to have what I have. And I really, really, really enjoy it. With that said, my attitude is still to grow and still to make it better. I don't have any problem telling people that I have a tremendous amount of gas left in my tank, and I like the idea of change and adjustment and doing things differently. I am not prepared to discuss what they are, but I will tell you that, you know, between Oscar and me, there's always something on the back burner. There's always something happening. There's always something moving. And I think about it all the time. I think about, and this is not to be totally egotistical, but it might sound that way. I've always felt that I'm very, very good at what I do, and I want to expand it, and I want to do different things with it. Nothing outside of this format, but within this format. And I like doing it. The parameters that exist in radio are much more significant. This allows for a lot of different stuff. And, you know, I'm excited. I'm always excited because, you know, when I wake up in the morning and I say, you know, I don't have that. And I believe me, I'm with people younger than I am that I see that are like, yeah. And I know I got a roadmap for purpose. Yeah. And I really do believe this is kind of my purpose, is no matter what the numbers are,
right,
to make people have a moment. And I dig it. And the only reason I'm able to do that is you people that were in syndicated markets of the Don and Mike show and listened to me in Washington, D.C., and listened to me in Sacramento, California, and in Mobile, Alabama, and Wichita, Kansas, and all those places.
Iowa.
And Iowa, and Steve Bridges, who's kept us on the radio out there, at an incredible discount. I have to say that we are appreciative.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Thank 14 you. Years, and you know, keep it chugging. With that said, you know, I give good and bad. I cannot say good without a little bit of the bad, folks. You need to work harder.
Yeah,
I agree.
There you go. Keep spending. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah,
keep pushing. Keep supporting things. Support our advertisers. Support the bonus shows. Support the new store that we have out there. Please. That's it all matters.
You mean TMOSstore.com, Mike?
What's that?
TMOSstore.com? Is that the
goddamn
one you
speak right?
Of? Yeah.
Goddamn right. You know, long-term advertisers, Liquid IV. Boom. There you go. Bam. Fantastic. Mm. Support my wife, God love her. Oscar's been generous with my wife getting her business promoted on this podcast. So I'm very happy about that as well. She's kicking ass. But I just wanted to say thank you. And Oscar, I know you, you're grateful for our listeners.
Yeah, God bless. You probably don't know this, guys, but English is my second language. And
what?
When I post online, sometimes I don't post, you know, public posts on social simply because I'm not very good at like expressing myself in that manner. So I'm just like, but yesterday as I sat in the vet's office and, you know, I realized even in the morning, I didn't want to say this to Shannon, that I was missing our 14th anniversary broadcast prior to the show. I was looking forward to it. And I saw the love come across just, you know, we didn't make some big promotion about it like we used to. And then they just started pouring in. And maybe it's because we were in the vet's office and it was, but I felt so much love, just that little device and then I went on to there was a reminder on my page, a notification that said 14 years ago. And it showed the post I posted when we were promoting the launch of this podcast. And I said, wow, like we are so fortunate. And, you know, there are times where I think everybody is guilty, not just on the show, but in life, of being completely, you know, oblivious to how lucky and how fortunate we are to be where we are. What I had written was very natural to me. And it just, I said, you know, between Rob and Mike and the Americans, the opportunity to do this for not just for a living, but, you know, to be a part of it. The monetary side aside, is I'm forever grateful, and I will continue to be.
Amen. You wrote on your Facebook wall, or the time hop of that quote, was something very special is happening. And it's funny because it's 14 years later and I still think what we do is very special.
Yeah. It's been a blast. Well, that's it. And thank you for 14 years. And
yes.
There will not, I'm sorry, I have to be honest here. There will not be 14 more, but there will be, there will be many more,
calendar.
Hopefully, you know, let me see. What would 14 more? That would be 74, 75, 76, 77. I'm not going to shut the door. You got a flip side for us?
I do, Mike.
You got a flip side for us. Guy shot his age the other day.
The year will be 2037.
Yes. Shot his age. I talk with him like a dude, like I talk with a 28-year-old. I'm sorry. That's my example. We have a president of the United States older than that. All right? Who am I to say, oh, I don't think
well,
I'm
Mike.
Nope, can't do it. Just did the math. Can't do it. Just did the long division.
Being a president is easy. Podcasting is hard.
Amen.
All right.
Absolutely.
There is a TikTok, I guess, influencer. I don't know, whatever she is. Her name is Ujess. And she just broke up with her boyfriend. And I think the reason she broke up with him is pretty valid.
I'm breaking up with the guy I'm dating because of what he did to me while I was on the toilet the other day. And I'm not joking. Like, I'm being so serious right now. So I'm at his house. I sit down to take a right? I go to wipe. There's no toilet paper. I'm like, damn. Hey, babe, could you please grab me some toilet paper? He said, no. I already told you that bathroom's out of toilet paper. Sorry. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot. You told me this bathroom's out of toilet paper. Regardless, could you please just run downstairs and grab me some real fast? He said, no. I already told you, like, you're gonna have to figure it out. Like, I told you already. So with in my I explained to him how he's my only option. I can't walk downstairs and get the toilet paper. He's gonna have to go down and get it for me. He just is refusing. He says no. And then he asks me, did you go number one or number two? Because if you just peed, you can use the towel right there to wipe. I said, there's actually no f***ing world where I will be using our bath towel to wipe my ass. No. Absolutely not. And I actually can't believe you just said that to me. Like, I really can't believe that. And then he starts ignoring me. Like, I'm like, hey, please, please. He's just not responding. Like, he's just ignoring me. I hear his phone, like, scrolling through fucking videos. And I get pissed. I'm like, okay, well, if you're not going to go, I'm going to start screaming for help. Like, I'm going to start screaming. He's still your man. I go, help, help me to the neighbors. Because I'm like, bro, I need help.
Bro.
And he finally, fine, 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 I'll go. What the fuck? You're so fucking dramatic. And then he storms off, goes downstairs. He comes back, slams the door open, and he throws the toilet paper at my fucking head. I cried. I did. And no, that's actually one of the craziest things anyone's ever done to me.
So, gentlemen, she's single.
All right, so she dumped him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she did, so to speak.
She dumped herself. First of all, you're not supposed to be taking dumps at your new boyfriend or girlfriend's house for at least a couple years.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
How new is the relationship?
She said, I just started dating.
She might have been there.
Like, we just started. You're not. If you're dropping growlers, she's not your forever girl.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Have
you're
either of
gonna
you heard...
get some mail for that.
No, you gotta do what every woman in my life always did. They would say they had to go home, and I'm like, you know, okay, I'll see you in a little while.
Yeah.
Or down to the hall, or wherever
Carla,
you go. You know,
when Carla first started sleeping over in the morning, I would go outside to have the first rumble of the morning.
I hear you.
And then I only found out years later that she heard it.
Oh, outside.
Outside. Wow. I'd go outside. I wouldn't even go in the house. I didn't want her to hear it.
Wonderful acoustics in your old neighborhood.
No, it was a pretty isolated lot up on a hill. Far away from neighbors.
Mike, have you
nice
ever
rental.
Heard?
Only thing about my divorce that was what made me smile was that I got that rental property when I was summarily dismissed from my residence.
Oscar and Mike, have you heard of Grandma Helen?
No.
No.
She's 96 years old, and she, you all know carnation milk, right?
Instant breakfast.
The traditional can of, yeah, well, that's the same company, but they got their start with canned milk. And she remembered a poem that they used to use around the schoolyard. This is a 96-year-old lady. And Carnation has embraced it. And because they embraced it, I guess they're watching their reputation. They bleeped it when they released it. So the words that you don't hear in this are and bitch. But this is a 96-year-old woman doing a poem from the schoolyard.
Carnation milk, the best in the land, comes in a tin with a red and white band. No to pull, no hay to pitch. Just punch two holes in the center.
I want to hear the real dirty words.
Well,
motherfucker.
Wait a second. I can save this.
Okay.
Carnation has embraced it and started a fundraiser campaign for her to raise money to fix her sidewalk. Apparently, her sidewalk needs fixing. So Carnation has reached out and embraced Grandma Helen, But I think the best thing is the guy that made the Grandma Helen remix.
Carnation milk, the best in the land, comes in a tin with a red and white band. No to pull, no hay to pitch, just punch two holes in the son of a bitch.
All right, there you go. There
That's
you
Grandma
go.
Grandma Helen. I'm sure you can find her.
I hate
She's
beeps
trending.
On the Abota show. I like the real
She is trending.
Smart. Oh, by the way, there's I want everybody to do me a favor on the show. This is not for our listeners, but if the listener wants to send me it, that's true. Buddy of mine, my buddy Mike, shared with me a video about a girl that's on the golf course that says the Happy Mothers. This is a great place for mothers, and we salute mothers on the golf course. And then it's a series of motherfuckers. That's bleeped out, but I'd love to. I've been trying to find that video, and I can't find it anywhere. Okay. So that's all. Thank you.
Mike, tis the season. I say this all the time, but it is. It's Christmas is coming. Goose is getting fat. And everyone, I hope, has a merry, merry Christmas and not an angry Christmas. Let's close with Bill Burr.
We were in the back seat of my dad's car, and we were, like, laughing, and we were excited because it was around Christmas. And my dad just had this thing. He just didn't like joy. So he's sitting there driving. He's going like, knock it off back there. You're giggling like a couple of little schoolgirls. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to buy you a doll for Christmas. And then he did. He made us hold him up. My mother's taking pictures in front of the Christmas tree. I'm just standing there like, aah! Afterwards, I ran upstairs to my top bunk. To his credit, he came up. He tried to smooth it over. He's like, all right, come on back down. It's over. Come on down. Enjoy the holiday. Look, you don't get back downstairs. No one else can open that gift. I'm moving out. I said moving out. I go back downstairs all shell-shocked. Here's another gift for you, Billy. I'm like, is this a dollhouse? That was Christmas, and those were people that loved me.
Ho, ho, ho. That's all I got for you, everybody.
Jesus, that guy's prolific. It's just really, in his own little way, I mean, really churning out stuff that's going to, you know, keep him on the radar for years to come.
My father
Bill Burr,
hated
man.
Joy. He hated joy.
Absolutely. And, you know, and his wife with the double pumper made me laugh, too. I love that. Anyway, we got to get out of here, and we will be back. Rob and I will be back on Monday. Good luck with
Oscar
and the surgery. And if you can drop us a text message, let us know during the day how he's doing. And sounds like everything's going to be good. You got a good surgeon there. Happy 14th to you, gentlemen. Gentlemen, and to all of our listeners, thanks for supporting us. We are looking forward to many, many more great shows for you. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
And goodbye.
Thanks for listening to our TMOS bonus show. If you're hearing me right now, you are the backbone of TMOS Nation, and we love you for it. Remember, you can also grab the bonus show on Apple Podcasts. Just one click on your phone, and you get the content.
Nice.
So, no matter how you got it, thanks for getting it. We appreciate you.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's it! That's all you got for me up here, you candy-ass clown! Come on, bitch!
Where's the money?